9 liters. That was the measure basket that was kept in the kitchen part of the house to contain the grain. You don't dump the grain out and put it over the lamp. That would not make a whole lot of sense. That would extinguish the lamp or start a fire, and it would certainly eliminate the light. You don't put it under a bed. Now, the typical Jewish bed would have been a pallet rolled up and stuck in a corner, so that might not be what's in view. But they were also familiar with the Roman-style bed, which was elevated off the floor. You don't put a light under the bed. You don't put a light under a basket. That is obviously ridiculous. Here's an absurd idea. If you have the light is then supposed to shine. And so the implication is that if you've been given the light, you need to let the light shine. You need to put it on the lampstand. They would know, the disciples and apostles, that the lamp and the light is a metaphor in the Old Testament for the truth of God. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a what? Lamp unto my feet, and light unto my path. And there were other references to that in the Old Testament as well. So inherent in receiving the light is letting it shine. Inherent in being given the true seed planted in your own life is to take that seed and as it grows, harvest seed and scatter it far and wide. In other words, you have an obligation to let the light of the gospel shine brightly. You can think of many New Testament indications of this as well, particularly 2 Corinthians, where Paul says the light of the glory of the gospel has come to shine on us and through us, even though we're earthen vessels. So inherent in the receiving of divine truth is the reflecting of that divine truth. This is kind of a pre-Great Commission commission. The Great Commission hasn't come yet. It won't come till after the resurrection. Luke 24 has the second most familiar one, and Matthew 28 has the most familiar record of the Great Commission. But the Great Commission in its fullness comes then and then is repeated in Acts 1, where he tells them they're going to receive power from the Holy Spirit and go in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth, proclaim the gospel. And that's going to come. But this is kind of a pre-Great Commission commission. And it's very important that Jesus is telling them this. Very, very important. You remember in the Sermon on the Mount, he indicated this is the way it should go. He said there, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven, and don't put your light under something. Don't hide your light. Let it shine. So it's been something that he said all along, that you're going to receive the light so that the light can shine from you to others. But something has kind of intruded into that. They may have assumed that, and after all, at the beginning of his ministry in Galilee,